Hello, I'm Kate Cochran. This is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. Now, in the last episode of Everyday Positivity, I read to you the statement of intent. It's almost like the kind of everyday positivity mantra that I always use before workshops or anything that we do together. But I wanted to pick it to pieces in the sense that I want to go through each stage and really theme the next few episodes as a result. And the first line of the statement of intent is, I set the intention to cultivate a positive and growth mindset. What does that mean? So first of all, setting intention. When you want to live intentionally, when you want to make decisions in your day and move through your day in a way that matters to you, it's really important to engage all of your brain in that process. So setting intention, you know, our unconscious brain sits in the background running our body, but likes to be really efficient, likes to be, I don't want to say lazy, but sometimes it's quite lazy, but it likes to be efficient, right? And so it gets a bit like, I'm just going to crack on and do what I want to do and we'll do what I need to do. Gets a little bit out of place and out of sorts and out of mind. And so when you set an intention and you say it out loud, your conscious brain is actively saying to your unconscious brain, woohoo, let's get ready here. So having an intentional way of working, I set the intention. It's about going, I am going to do this. And so living with some intent is really useful and it keeps you on track to where you want to be. And in the statement of intent, that's about cultivating a positive and growth mindset. Why is that important? Your positive mindset is about understanding this. Positivity is not about pasting a smile across the cracks of life. It's about knowing that you can cope with the cracks of life because life's got cracks. It's about acknowledging positive and negative situations. It's acknowledging positive and negative thoughts. It's acknowledging all of your life, but looking at it with a bit of a positive frame. And when I say positive, I don't always mean, yay, it's got to be positive. I sometimes mean, well, in reality, what it is about looking at a situation and trying to be productive, work with what you have, being pragmatic, trying to frame it in a way that means you'll get something from it. The classic version of this is nerves before a presentation. And the positive reframe of nerves before a presentation is to frame them as excitement. You know, those nerves are actually excitement rather than, oh my goodness, they're going to eat me up, which is the negative one. So living up the positive and cultivating a positive mindset, because it takes cultivation, is one that means that you can be in a good frame of mind to make good decisions because you are framing things in a way that means that you are trying to get the best out of them. And then the growth mindset piece, a growth mindset would say you can achieve whatever it is that you want to do when you set your mind to it. You put the work in, you do the hours, you make sure you're doing the things that you need to do and you can get to that place. And so a growth mindset to me is the opposite of going, well, I'm this person and I'm never going to change. Actually, a growth mindset opens up life to a whole host of possibilities. I met a woman who told me about her grandmother, who's 90. And her grandmother is hanging out with some friends and they're in their 80s. And she says to her granddaughter, God, they're so old. They're so old. And her granddaughter goes, Gran, you're 90. They're in their 80s. They're not that much younger than you. And she says, yeah, but they don't even know that there's a Zara in town. Zara being a young person's clothes shop, for want of a better way of putting it. So to me, that's a growth mindset, right? The fact that things change and that you can grow and you can be better and you can change. So cultivating a positive and growth mindset sets you up to live the life that you want to live. And when you do that intentionally, I set the intention, let your unconscious know that that's what we're doing here, then you can try and achieve that every single day. So today, you can set the intention to cultivate a positive and growth mindset. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity for you. On Sunday, the 21st of April, you could be at the Everyday Positivity Hangout. I'm going to be looking at things like patterns and brain mindsets and all that at the actual event. So please do come along. You can sign up on the Facebook group, Everyday Positivity with Kate Cocker, or you can go to patreon.com/everyday positivity. Sunday, 21st of April, 6 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. Eastern American time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Got it in the end. Every time I never have to, never can work out the timings. So I hope to see you there. You can sign up at the Facebook group and at patreon.com/everyday positivity. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.